AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The UN Atomic Watchdog Agency has verified that Iran has met its nuclear-related commitments per an agreement. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports President Obama has formally told Congress he's lifting nuclear-related sanctions on Iran.
Within minutes of the announcement by UN nuclear experts in Vienna, the president signed the dozens of waivers and executive orders that suspend sanctions on the Iranian government and individuals involved in Tehran's nuclear program. And in a letter to House Speaker Paul Ryan, he said Iran has disabled key parts of that program in what he calls a fundamental shift in circumstances.
Iran will release 4 detained Americans in exchange for 7 Iranians held or charged in the U.S. U.S. and Iranian officials made that announcement today. A 5th American detained in Iran, a student, was released in a move unrelated to the swap. Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking in Vienna, said Iran's release of the 5 American prisoners was not directly related to the nuclear agreement.
There is no question that the pace and the progress of the humanitarian talks accelerated in light of the relationships forged and the diplomatic channels unlocked over the course of the nuclear talks.
Republican presidential hopefuls are responding to the news about Iran. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump says the prisoner release should have been part of the Iran nuclear deal.
I'm happy they're coming back, but I will tell you, it's a disgrace that they've been there for so long. It's a disgrace. Remember that, a total disgrace.
He was campaigning in New Hampshire. Senator Ted Cruz was at a forum in South Carolina.
Praise God, the Americans are coming home.
In college basketball, number 1, 2, and 3, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Maryland all won. This is AP Radio News. As a way to honor the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., volunteers are taking part in service programs across the country this weekend. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on a Habitat for Humanity project in New York.
When it's finished, this 4-bedroom house in Laurelton, Queens, will be the home for a family of 5 that would otherwise not be able to afford one, according to Matthew Dunbar of Habitat for Humanity, which organized the build-a-thon.
It's wonderful to be doing this on MLK weekend because it's bringing a diverse group of people together for a common cause.
Volunteer Jeff Michelson says Martin Luther King Jr.'s life inspired him to help.
I love doing this kind of work, and it's nice to be able to do it in a context where you're actually helping somebody out.
The family is expected to move in by the spring. Julie Walker, New York.
President Obama is proposing a set of changes to unemployment insurance that he says will offer more security to out-of-work Americans and encourage more people to rejoin the workforce. I'm Carlotta Bradley.